Foo Fighters. All My Life on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant. Hello. And of course Carl Pilkington. Who have we got a show for you today?
What have we got planned?
Loads of stuff, and 2 hours of it.
Right.
And all the records.
But specifically, what sort of stuff have you planned for us? Because I know you've been
working hard. What have you done?
Because you know, I've been busy this week. I've been house hunting. I've been various things. But I know you've had the whole week off.
Right.
So what have you been up to,
Go on, Carl. Carl, tell them what we've got. Tell them what you've, what we've planned. All the stuff you've done.
What have you got?
But Rick, specifically, what have you come up with?
Quick,
because people are getting bored. Tell us what you've-
I've come up with the music.
Right. Obviously that's- we've already planned that. We planned that last week, so that's all done. But what have you yourself contributed to today's show?
I got a text message today from Ross Noble. You know Ross Noble, the comedian?
Who's on
Have I Got News For You?
Right.
He says, ask Carl, if he woke up with ladies' boobs, would he just put a dress on and live as a lady? Or will he just be a man, but with these boobs?
Carl, it's a good question. I know that happened to Ross, so he's throwing that one out at
It did in a way, because he ate pizzas for a year, didn't he?
Yes, he did, yeah.
And he got a lovely pair of breasts. Yep. Go on.
Probably the main boobs. Just find a loose-fitting jumper, go to the doctor's.
What would you say to the doctor? How would you explain this phenomenon to the doctor? So you'd be happy with this because you believe in shite like
happening.
Go on.
But
what?
It can happen because I told you a couple of weeks ago how it can happen.
What?
You can wake up with breasts if you're a fella. I told you.
Go on.
Haven't you remembered?
No, I funny that, innit? Go on.
Have you, Steve?
No, I don't remember this. Did you tell us on air?
Yeah. It can happen if you go to Argentina and have a steak. You can wake up with breasts. Because
I'm sure I'd have remembered
Carl,
that.
Pull the other one. Look, he likes that. He likes that.
Is that what you've come up with this week?
Yeah,
that joke.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Play a record. It's going to be a dynamite show.
Listen, we're going to play. I'm going to play some classic tunes today. I'm going to educate the youngsters, Steve. Right now, you've all heard of Lou Reed. You've all heard of Velvet Underground. But you know, have you heard of Venus in Furs, Carl?
Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather.
Venus in Furs. Velvet Underground. Mm. What a great start. What a classic song.
They continue to sound fresh and contemporary.
Yeah. Is this, do you know what that song's about, Carl?
No.
M&S. M&S.
It's about M&S.
You know that?
Yeah.
You know the shop?
Yeah.
It's all about that.
Yeah.
Whiplash, Smile and all that. All the things you can get at Marks and Spencer's.
Shiny boots of leather.
Yeah. Being whipped.
Yeah. I think that's a new division they've opened.
Yeah, but we have got a great show lined up, haven't
we?
We've got Rockbusters coming up, the great new
quiz. Looking forward to that.
That's made the press.
Has it?
Frimley Tea Room's newsletter mentioned it. We've also got
That's Carl's local, isn't it?
Yeah. We've also got Educating Ricky, where Carl educates me. The one last week. A girl, right? She was deaf, and she's had an argument with her mum, and she pushed her and she hit her head, and then she can hear again.
Yeah.
Don't know what I learned from that.
No.
It might be subliminal, something might be going, it might be a metaphor that I will learn from.
Yeah, it's like a parable.
Yeah. So, look at his face. We might as well be talking Dutch, mightn't we, Carl? Say something quick, it's radio.
I don't understand what you want from me.
Oh, we're only joking.
Right, so... Educating Ricky, I've worked a bit harder this week. We've got some good stuff.
Okay.
I'll give you the teaser headlines in a bit.
Yeah.
So you've got Rockbusters as
well. Carl's having a bit of a stressful week because he thinks he's not appreciated because he gets in at what time do you get in? About 8 or 9, don't you?
I've been busy this week. I've been in at about 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and you've been leaving when?
About 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah. You're in Saturday.
Yeah, I'm in now.
You get paid, don't you?
I'm busy at home.
A lot of people work late, Carl. A lot of people work 12-hour days.
Why are you busy at home, Carl? What are you up to?
Because we're trying to sort out a move.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to call around this morning to get someone to buy a foot on a table from me.
Yes. Well, we could put that appeal out now, couldn't we? If anyone wants to buy a futon or a table.
A futon that Carl Pilkington slept on.
How much are you asking?
Whatever.
Well, you need
for the two. You've got to take the two. I don't want, like, different people coming round and that.
Sure, wasting
your
time.
You've got to buy a futon on a table.
It's quite specific, isn't it? Someone has to want a futon.
Yeah.
It's like a tease, isn't it?
Alarm clock and tea maker. This is futon and table.
Looking for about 100 quid.
And it's good condition the foot on.
Yeah.
Right, no stains. You haven't pissed yourself in the no.
No, nothing. And what kind of table, what sort of table is, are we talking? Are we talking like a table for a lounge, a dining table?
No, for like a computer and just, you know, something.
Has it got any drawers?
No,
are there any drawers? There's no drawers.
No, it's just a nice wooden table.
Right, is it kind of oak or is it sort of an IKEA sort of thing?
No, it's like oakish.
It's oakish?
Yeah.
Okay.
So 100 quid.
The food one is just, it was just the mattress and the pallets. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. You see, you get cheap futons, don't you?
This is a good one.
This is a good one.
How much would that retail for when you purchased it?
I think I paid about £250 for it.
Right, so it's a bargain.
Well, if you look at it, if you.
And how long have you had it? How old is it?
This is a whole new strand.
Well, I'm thinking.
I don't think it's legal. I don't think we should use.
I'll tell you what I'm interested in, Rick. It's just finding out a little bit about the sort of thing that Carl's got in his home, you know.
I'm interested in if people will phone up to spend £100 just to go round
Carl's house. Yeah.
No, I won't be. No.
What?
No, they'll come here, I'll bring it to work and they can pick it up here.
Don't I'm gonna bring a futon and a table to work. Don't you ride a bike
so hold on,
to
we need someone with a van now.
Yeah.
So we need, is anyone who wants to, but they're not allowed around your house, can they meet you next door? Someone with a van.
Could they meet you in your street somewhere?
Hold on, could they meet what about the little Chinese fella that lives across the road on the two bouncers and the old woman who's dead reading a book? Could you meet him somewhere?
I've got an idea. What about if you meet at the end of your street, you blindfold them, like they do when terrorists take the negotiator to the hideout.
The big cheese.
And so you could do that, and so, you know, they could piece together maybe where you live
with
from
sounds.
The sounds and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But what about that, Carl? That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
And would you sign the futon for people, do you think? Would you give them a little signature? Or maybe
you
at least a bill of
pallet,
purchase?
You could sign the pallet.
Yeah. Or I could try and get work to buy it off me and then we give it away for Rockbusters.
Do you think they do that? Do you think they do that? I think probably do it for Foxy with his big
Well, imagine
hog.
How big that
imagine
would be.
If he wanted to sell his hog.
Yeah. That is a motorbike, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. He's been selling his hog for money for years, hasn't he? Oh, dear.
So, we'll see about that. See
if people are interested, maybe email ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you're interested in
buy,
a futon.
Buy Carl's
and,
futon
and,
competition. £100 O-N-O.
Exactly.
Yeah? Yeah?
What gear have we got anyway?
I never knew what that meant, O-N-O. I thought it went sort of
oh,
on,
no.
the nose.
On the
nose.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Yeah. Well, tell them what we've got to give away, Steve.
So actually, I have to say, you've excelled yourself this week.
Richard Ashcroft's single coming up soon after this. Go on.
Since when have you taken to talking like that? It does amuse me.
Go on.
This is a nice little collection here. This is a 3 DVD set. David Attenborough's The Life of Birds, Trials of Life and Life in the Freezer.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a selection of animal-based documentaries.
Yeah.
We've got, and this
what is best at?
Well, absolutely. This
I hate when he goes off the ball and does, like, Fast Cars.
This is very, very good indeed. This is a best of David Bowie compilation.
It is a very good,
just
a proper one, not the rubbish ones that no one else wanted. This is a brilliant compilation.
Yeah, it's got excellent selection on there. We've got this. Now this looks like a madness. Oh no, 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 no! It's far worse than we could possibly have imagined. It seems to be some kind of tie-in with the Our House Madness musical.
And it's a cast of 20 people who wanted to be singers.
It's tricky to find out. I can't figure out if it's the originals or not. But needless to say, if you're a Madness fan, I'm sure that'd be an absolute
treat. Yeah, you love that.
Now I know that,
Steve, I wouldn't mind that DVD collection myself, but I can't. It's the giveaway that, no, we can't.
I'm talking of great compilations. What about this? It's Country Legends. I'm seeing on the front there, Glenn Campbell. We've got Dolly Parton. We've got, what do we call it? On the front.
from
a great performer.
Yeah.
Jake, whatchamacallit.
Oh, excellent.
Some great hits from him. So, that's there as
well. That's
the same XFM compilation again, easy to get hold of.
The big one, the film that Carl picks every week.
The DVD movie this week.
Don't go out tonight if you've got a DVD player and a television set, because you'll be staying in and watching this fantastic film.
It will tear your soul apart. It's Hellraiser. The original Hellraiser. Bear in mind, it has been on Channel 4 and Channel 5 and on most cable channels since it came out. But if you haven't seen it, if you're one of the only people who has not seen it, and of course you have to be over 18 to play, then you can win Hellraiser.
That is fantastic. Well, play a song, Carl. We'll come back to that. More great stuff.
Indeed. The competition coming up later. Email only, isn't it, Carl?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Futon.
Futon's still available.
Richard Ashcroft, check the meaning. Well, Carl, you're chuffed, aren't you? What's just happened? Tell the listeners what's happened.
This has sparked you up a bit.
Steve's just called up. He's putting an offer for the futon and the table.
Yeah.
I think he definitely wanted it, but I said, look, you know, think about it over the weekend.
Yeah.
But you're not a hustler.
No, well, I'm not going to rush him into it because once he's got it, he can't bring it back. I'm not messing about.
No.
So
the bloke said, what sort of wood is it? Carl said, sort of like a light brown colour. He went, what, beech coloured? Carl went, depends what beach you're on. Which was nice.
You do understand there's a wood that's called beech.
Well, he's happy, he likes the sound of it, nice plum cover. He's gonna be,
Yeah. Is Carl going, that'll go with Magnolia, he walks my he's just going, I'll tell you what, looked nice in your spare bedroom. It was like a, an episode of Changing Rooms. It was like listening to an episode of Carl.
He did the deal in under 3 minutes, wasn't
it? It was pretty good, isn't he?
He phoned it about halfway through in that song, so.
Yeah.
You work pretty quick, Carl, I've got to say.
Yeah.
It's your Manx galley way.
I'm sure we're not allowed to do this, though.
No, I think it's highly criminal.
Yeah. Have you got anything that you can
Well, I tell you, I am moving shortly, so I mean, I might come in next week. I could have a couple of
I threw away a desk the other day.
I got to get rid of a bed, a chair, because you know I'm pretty tall. This is so pathetic.
Yeah.
when I moved up to London, my dad said, well, you want to be careful, because I mean, the seating in a lot of these London pads, it's bad seating, very low backs, fashionable, isn't it? Fashionable chairs and stuff. You're a big guy, 6'7", you need like a decent chair. We went to a shop, it was like a second-hand furniture shop, right? I bought this chair, very high backed.
Why did you buy it? I bought a solo, I love that.
It's just a chair, so I could sit in my room and watch TV.
But was it a soft chair, or was it a wooden chair?
Kind of like a sort of, it was, well, let me explain, because it's kind of like an armchair, but it's kind of got wooden arms. So I get this chair, bring it up to London, I'm thinking, this is a great chair, this is a wonderful chair.
I'm going
to be watching TV, everyone else is in agony.
Pipe,
you know,
smoking jacket.
Right? And I brought it up and someone went, they looked at it, they went, isn't that an orthopedic chair? And I looked at it again, right, and I realised, it's kind of white cleanable. It's made of some kind of fabric that allows you to just mop it down with a wet cloth.
Why?
Because I think it came from an old people's home.
Oh.
You know when you see, like, old people in some kind of social room in an old people's home just sat watching a little crappy old TV and you can wipe everything clean. It's one of those chairs.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So if anyone's, maybe they've got an elderly relative.
Didn't you keep slipping off?
And it's also the most uncomfortable chair I've ever, because unless you've got chronic back pain, it's just the most uncomfortable chair. It makes you sit bolt upright, if not slightly forward.
You've done a good sell on it. I think the phones are going mental.
Well,
how much do you want for that, Steve?
If you've had a recent accident, or you've got a disabled, or someone in the house who's just elderly, then you might want to get in touch. I'm happy to, you can take that off, man, for 25 quid.
This is so wrong.
25 quid, I'll take that. Whether you're setting up an old people's home, you know, it's a little pet project.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of grant. We can help.
Exactly.
I mean, and because though Steve's such a high flyer, I mean, if it really is a good cause, they just give it to you.
Well, let's not rush into anything, right? I like to assess each case, you know, individually.
Yeah,
but
sure,
so, yeah, certainly,
sure.
If you are a charity, then I might go for 20 quid. I can you take it off my hands for 20 quid. but otherwise, 25. And I tell you, it's in good condition, because I haven't really sat on it.
5 quid off if you really are
And there were some stains. I've wiped them clean.
Oh, dear. Well, that's fantastic. So
I tell you what we should resuscitate next week. Swap Shop. The multicoloured Swap Shop.
Honestly, there's
it's a great format.
But there's a couple of things I've always wanted to get back out. Swap Shop is one of them. And the other one is Superstars.
I don't remember Superstars.
Superstars was great because it was like the people of their time. So you'd have like people like nowadays, you'd have Beckham and what's his name? Who's the tennis player?
Rosetsky.
Yeah, and they have to compete. So all these people have to compete at each other's sports. And they have to choose 7 out of 10 sports. And there's a leaderboard and there's a big final. Oh, Keegan came off his bike.
It's not like it's a knockout.
No, it's real sports.
It's, proper
sports. It's 100 metres, tennis, weightlifting, all the real sports. You can't do your own sport.
Well, I know you're a pretty big guy now in British TV. You're a bit of a big shot. What do you reckon? Pull some strings?
Let's get it back on
Let's
air.
Get it back
Superstars.
On air. Superstars, sounds fantastic.
Me, Johnny Vegas, Peter Kay. For the bigger fella, I think, maybe. The comedy superstars. What we got next? We've got a bit of Springsteen, haven't we?
Let's play Springsteen. This is a track from his current album, The Rising. A lot of people think Bruce is a bit M.O.R., a bit middle of the road or whatever, but, you know, I just think, piss off.
Yeah.
I just think, screw you.
Get lost, you.
Yeah.
Imagine this, you're open top caddy.
Yeah,
you're just going
across
around
country.
Route 66. You're going home maybe for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
To see your folks.
Just turn
up the radio if you are.
Play the tune.
Probably not, though.
That just reminded me when I brought a... So stop it for a second. Just realised when I brought a woman back and she saw the orthopaedic chair.
you
bring a woman back to your pad. Oh, it's embarrassing.
And the harness.
Yeah.
And
the truss.
Yeah. And yeah. Can you give me those two splints? I'm sorry. Those two splints there. Well, I've got to go. Have you?
Is this a potty under the bed?
The Rising, title track from Bruce Springsteen's current album,
The Rising.
Yeah, it's good.
Great. It's that feeling of it's melancholy and uplifting. We've had quite an interactive show so far because we've got a call that Superstars is coming back. It's due to come back in the BBC schedules, which is great. It's apparently with Steve Redgrave is one of them. I just don't think will professional footballers be allowed to take part these days though. When they're on 50 grand a week, you can't really have them falling off bikes and hurting their ankles, can you?
Yeah. McCaskill last night.
Yeah, I'm Celebrity Thick Love, yeah.
Ian McCaskill.
Oh, he fell off his bike about three times, didn't he? Oh, did you see Celebrity Thick Love?
No, I haven't seen it.
There was a great moment where they had to go into a thing called a bod pod, and you sit in it, and it's quite space age, and it analyzes you, and it tells you percentage body fat. Now, I think, men are meant to be about, sort of, 15 to 25% body fat, women are meant to be like about 20 to 30 body fat. And they all went in there, and, it went in there and it said, Ian McCaskill, and it came up, 34% body fat or whatever, slightly overweight, I'm gonna come to 38% overweight, then it went, the other one, 45% body fat, obese, then it went, Jono,
did it say, I don't want to tell you?
Yeah. And then it went, 50% body fat, very obese. Then Rick Waller was sat in there. And it came up 60% body fat. And I wanted it to come up slug.
Oh, God.
But it came up more, but it's 60, you are 60% fat.
So 60% of him is fat?
Yeah. 60% of his entire makeup.
That's extraordinary.
It is.
Well, you know my feelings about Waller.
Well, let's go on to him.
Well, that's the reason I don't watch the show, actually.
I do feel a bit sorry for him. I mean, I think he is trying, although the fella there, thinks he's not trying, so I don't know who to believe, Steve.
Sure. Yeah,
I don't know who to believe Waller, and he does get pains in that, and he is a bit,
The problem is, right, he does like his food.
Yeah, we all like our food.
But if he didn't do the exercise, he wouldn't be as hungry, and he might not get fat.
This is a whole new nutritional outlook.
Absolutely.
So you're saying, don't exercise and carry on eating, and that's interesting. Let me write that one down. I will send that to the British
nutritional organisation.
Yeah, no, that's good. Carl Pilkington. Okay, well, no, that's a, it's
no,
a good.
No, I'm no doctor or anything.
Whoa, yo, come off it. Stop being so bloody modest.
Please.
You are a doctor.
You're not
a doctor, seriously. You didn't qualify. That's interesting.
You dropped out early, or?
That's mad. That is mad.
I mean, you're as good as doctor, you just didn't get the paperwork or whatever. You just didn't turn up for the exam.
He was just saying that Bruce Springsteen depressed him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it reminds him of when he worked in the supermarket. And I said, it's funny how a song can do that, take you right back there. He went, yeah, nothing else can do that. I said, well, actually, smell is the most evocative sense because smell is linked to memory in the brain. And he went, yeah, they probably said that before music, though. And now all signs are going, we better revisit this because there's music now.
Yeah.
We've had this theory knocking around for, you know, 10
I went to see Bruce, you'll be pleased to know. I just want the fans of the show to know that I did make it to Bruce Springsteen's concert last week. And he started with that song we just played, and it was dynamite. I mean, he never let up. Almost 3 hours, he rocked the joint. He's 53, he was sliding across, it was pure rock and roll. Pumping Our Fist, sliding across the floor on his knees, he was jumping on the piano. It was real Jerry Lee Lewis rock and roll. And it was dynamite. And I just was looking around though, and when I am the trendiest person at a gig,
oh dear,
then I'm in trouble, do you know what I mean? And there was some of the people there, I imagined, you know, on Amazon.com, it says like, people who bought X also bought Y.
Yeah.
And I think people who bought tickets for Bruce probably bought tickets for Mark Knopfler.
Yeah,
Dave Gilmour.
Yeah,
Pink Floyd. Without Pink Floyd,
but then
Stevie Nicks.
But there's also you know, all the monsters rock. They probably buy Stones when they visit. You know,
and
probably Tina
Turner.
It's
the blue wash jeans.
Yeah.
You know, it's the small waistcoats.
Yeah,
over a denim shirt,
plaid shirt. Maybe sort of like Timberlands. Nothing wrong with Timberlands. I'm not. That's libelous.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
See, I've done it again.
Yeah. But so it was hell getting out. I couldn't find. I mean, I went to the tube and it was a nightmare because some of the tubes weren't running. I just said to my friend, "I'll sort this." You know, stormed off, trying to find a cab. Couldn't find a cab. Wandering around Wembley, just livid. I mean, fuming because I couldn't find a cab. Just I was screaming because I was going, "I've got money. I'm on the radio. I've had a TV show. I've got the cash. I'm willing to spend it. There's no one who can help me get home." And I was thinking,
I've seen him shout this in Brewer Street, just to stand in the middle. Go on.
And I was thinking to myself, what would you have done there? Because in the end, I just sat in a little calf, had something to eat. But you, I mean, if you couldn't get a cab, what would you have done? Just because there's a couple of, I was looking, there's a couple of hotels near Wembley. I was thinking you'd have just checked in.
Yeah, and just
and stayed till the morning.
Yeah, when there's a cab, let me know.
But I was thinking, because you were thinking of going, would you have booked a cab beforehand?
Yeah.
Would you have thought to do that?
Yeah, I'd have got a cab there and I'd have booked a cab
somewhere. Wouldn't the helicopter just took you back home?
Yeah.
Oh, he's having a dig, isn't he?
He's having a laugh, isn't he?
Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
Play the ads.
Death in Vegas. Scorpio Rising.
Featuring the voice of, is it Noel Gallagher?
Liam, innit?
Is it Liam?
Sounded a bit like him.
Liam, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Alright, innit?
Excellent, yeah. Right, okay, let's get this show well and truly on the road. We better start, what, educating Ricky next, Carl? What have you got for me? I can't wait for learning. I need learning. I need education.
We should just explain, obviously, for those that have just tuned in, Carl, tries to teach Ricky three things each week.
Based on the pun title,
and yeah, each of them, just to tantalise Ricky, is, yeah. Abbreviated into some kind of headline.
A cryptic clue involving a pun.
So what have you got for us this week?
They are really cryptic this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
First story, little headline. Is, don't worry about him, he candle it.
He candle it?
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like he can handle it, but it's yeah. not. Brilliant.
Second one.
I'll get a lobe of this.
I'm
get a lobe of this.
It's a classic.
Who yeah. can forget? Get a lobe of this.
Yeah. Right.
Coming soon.
And Stocking Aitken Waterman.
Go on.
Second one. Yeah. I'm committed to this treatment.
Mm. I'm committed to this treatment.
Yeah.
All right, tantalizing.
Yeah. And the last one, the police are causing a bit of a stare.
Oh. The way he looks when he says it. Are we yeah. Oh, I wish we could see. Can't we get Carl on telly? Nope.
There's got to be a way. There's
we cannot. With all the cable channels, anyone can get on telly these days. Let's phone up. Let's get you on Choice or something. Just what? A little, just Carl.
What are you going for?
Oh, he can handle it. I think.
Don't worry about him. He candle it.
He candle it. Okay. Sorry, yeah. Let's hear this one.
Right. Are you familiar with the phrase burning the candle at both ends?
Yeah.
Do you know how it's come about?
I know a man who does.
I assumed that it was to get more light in the room.
How would that work?
Well, they'd put it sideways and light both wicks, so out of one candle they could get.
No.
No. Go on.
No. What it is.
I know what it means you're doing too much, you're staying up too much, right. You're not getting enough sleep and you're-
Well, years ago.
Yeah.
When they didn't have light bulbs and that.
Oh yeah, what year is this? Literally ages ago, specifically.
Yeah, quite a bit back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't have light bulbs and that, so they used to have candles
when did the light bulb come in? Because I can't remember at the moment.
I don't know.
Okay, go on.
So, yeah, so they've got a light bulb.
You wouldn't know. You're a doctor. You're not a historian. Go on.
And people who worked a lot of hours. Yeah.
How many? Literally lots.
They get up early in the morning because they have to be up early.
Yeah.
And it's dark outside, so they'd light the candle.
Sure.
And they'd wear it out a bit, and then they'd be getting in late as well.
Yeah.
And like they'd be like, oh, it's dark. I'll have to light the candle again, and the burning candle at both ends of the day. So that's where the saying comes from: burning the candle at both ends. So,
all right.
That's a little lesson.
Yeah.
Lesson good. One.
Okay. can I have?
No, well, no. You can't. Have
you can't
one
rush
yet.
Into them, Rick. You've got to.
I've got to soak
you've
in
got,
that.
You've got to soak that one in. Any questions for Carl off the back of that?
What do you think?
So people were. I mean, basically, where this comes from is people were
literally burning the candle at the end of the day.
Sure.
There you go. So we've still got.
Go on.
I'm committed to this treatment, and
I can't wait. This is like Christmas
Rick,
Eve for me. It's like Christmas. I've got to open another present now.
No, I'm afraid we've got to save it. Rick, listen. We often get a lot of email correspondence during the show, Rick, which I don't sort of pass on to you because I mean you're busy, you're planning the show and stuff. You've got a lot of ideas. You've got music and stuff to worry about. So I check the emails, and we get a lot of response. A lot of people obviously you know want to give us feedback. Just a sample one from Richard Anderson. He's just emailed us in here, Rick, because he's been listening to the show. He says, Ricky, your show is appalling. Are you actually aware you're on the radio, or has someone just secretly stuck a microphone on you? That's from Richard Anderson. So that's typical of the kind of feedback, Rick, we're getting today. So,
it's that good, is it?
So that's the kind of, high positive praise that we're getting. So
I'm glad Anderson's listening, because I wanted him.
I was
gunning for him as a fan.
I was worried
early, on in our career. So I think he's hooked now, though.
But thanks, Anders, for getting in touch. Good work.
He's sitting through it for Hellraiser, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, that's still to come.
Still to come. What we're playing?
A bit of old dirty bleh. I can't say the word. It's offensive. Old
is it
ODB.
Bollocks? Is it old dirty bollocks?
No.
What is it?
Old
dirty big cock?
No.
What is it?
I can't tell you. It's offensive.
Roik's up.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny word, isn't it?
What other funny words are there?
Although XFM's a funny word, I just say the letters out because the word doesn't make sense.
Just let me just check Richard Anderson's email again, just remind myself of.
Go on.
Ricky, your show is appalling, Richard Anderson. Thanks. What I like about Dickie Anders is that he's obviously so angry, he's so annoyed by the show that he's bothered to email just to get the venom out. Because otherwise, you'd just think he'd switch over. Well, he's obviously so annoyed. He knows how to hurt someone as well. Exactly. He's really taken the time out to show his disapproval
of giving up.
I tell you what, though, it is pretty hard to listen to.
What this?
Yeah.
I've listened back to the tape that when you're making that thing for the best of.
Yeah.
And I mean, I sounded like Albert Tatlock. I really sounded like some sort of punch drunk stroke victim. And there you go. I was going to say, yeah. I don't remember myself like that.
Yeah.
So, I do apologise. It's not a great planned show, slick word of articulate
sentence, is it?
But I mean, then who is?
But I think, I mean, there's so many shows that are, you know, nowadays on radio. I think there's a lot of stuff that's heavily formatted, you know, and there's with, you know, I don't know, presenters who are professional and got some sort of degree of talent and ability to sort of string a sentence together. You know, I'm thinking Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Predominantly.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm bored with those people. You know, I think we need a little bit of Carl in our life.
I'm just thinking, actually, I just suddenly struck me, if you want to get rid of your furniture.
Got a buyer.
You've already got a buyer.
Because
if there's any other stuff, we were clearing some stuff out of our place recently, and we just dumped some stuff outside on the street, because we were going to take it and take it to the tip later, just dump some stuff outside, and I have never seen so many people come out of the woodwork scavenging through our garbage. It was incredible. They were like zombies.
Well, that's what I was
saying. They were like flies around here.
But when I said to Carl,
that's what you should just do, just dump it outside, because it'll get taken.
When he went, he said, do you think I asked enough, 100? I went, yes, definitely. He went, oh, I could ask what? I said, no, don't do that. I said, because you'll end up having to pay the council to take it away. He said, I wouldn't. He said, I'd rather just dump it and let a little homeless fella have it. And then he went, imagine a little homeless fella sitting at the desk.
Can you imagine, right, that I walk past, he's sat outside Hearts, right, the little 24-hour shop, sat outside there, and he goes, have you got any change? And I go, I can do better than that.
Yeah, here's a chair and table.
Here's a futon.
Yeah.
A futon, no less. Not your boring bed, but a trendy, yeah.
Well, but the thing is, amazing the number of people that would stop to look at our junk. What? There was a car driving by with a family and kids, perfectly respectable, just driving past, you know, on the way to somewhere, stopped, got out, got the kids out of the car. Come on, kids, let's just look through this junk. But I like the idea.
You said we were going to Walton Towers, Dad.
No, sorry, no time. We're not going to the zoo. Let's look through this rubbish.
We're not going looking through people's rubbish again.
Put these gloves on, look through this shit.
Ow! That's a needle.
That's a needle. It was, I mean, who does that? It was like a Saturday afternoon. Kids were just going to go and look through some rubbish. And one guy, this is the most incredible one, one guy, I caught him going through the bins as I came in. I said, all right, what are you doing? He was one of those homeless guys who likes to remain dignified.
Why did you say, what are you doing?
Well, because it was my house, I had to squeeze past him. It wasn't in your kitchen. He was in our front garden.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, going through. He torn the bags open. He was going through it. I said to him, "What are you up to?" He went, "Oh yeah, just looking at stuff. Don't worry. I'll clean it all up afterwards. Just looking for a few odds and ends." Blah 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 blah. I said, "Oh well, you can take what you want. You know, it's all going away." Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks. Yeah. So he went off. Right, I didn't think anything of it. I was walking past the shops the following day. There's a little sort of kind of 7-Eleven. Right, I was walking past. I thought, "Oh, that's interesting. A Gil Scott Heron album for sale." And I looked, I thought, wait a minute, this is all our rubbish. And the guy had set up like a little car boot sale outside the 7-Eleven on the pavement. He'd taken our junk, he'd marked on prices. There's like an old RAC book from 1976 that had been lying in the house, a Yellow Pages. You know, and he'd marked up the
prices.
How much
is Yellow Pages?
So I'm glad you were.
What year was that?
50p, I snapped it up. I thought that's a bargain. And it was incredible, the cheek of just selling our junk. Outside.
Enterprise, Carl.
Incredible.
You did that. What did you used to do? You used to sell flowers.
I sold flowers. I sold fizzy drinks at school.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you make?
It was Soda Stream, yeah.
Yeah.
Made some,
Well, of course, when you were doing your Pilkey's Making Music, your disco, you used to go into mum's bedroom and could find a pair of tights and a cigar.
Yeah, they'd be prizes.
Did your dad used to smoke cigars in tights or your mum? Which one of them used to go on?
Right, look, let's
Yeah, we're educating Ricky.
No, that's, we're teasing that. Rockbusters.
Well, I think we should play a tune and come back with Rockbusters.
Oh, the show's falling down. We were going so well, and it's just the energy, isn't it? The first hour we got through.
I'm still in good spirits.
Is this still good? Is it this show?
I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still good, is it?
I'll just let me check what Richard Anderson thinks of it.
Good evening, Ryan.
Oh, he thinks it's appalling. No, the Dixter thinks it's appalling. So we should play a tune because he prefers the music.
Bit of Aqualung.
Aqualung. Aqualung.
Rockbusters next.
I like that. That's great, isn't it?
Aqualung.
Good time's gonna come. Well, Carl, we've got loads of ideas. We've got emails coming left, right and centre. I think you've caused quite a stir. I think you've turned this show around, to be honest. I'm being honestly. Yeah, no, you've done really well. You're actually acting a bit like a producer, isn't he?
Mm.
And you're coming through in your own right.
Yeah.
We've had a great suggestion, haven't
we? We've had a great email here.
Listen to this, Carl.
This is from Jeff Dunn. He's a big fan of the show, and he's just had a genius idea. He's saying, you're moving house, Carl. Why don't Ricky and I come round? We can do a live outside broadcast from your flat.
We can
observe from your kitchen those weirdos that live opposite.
Yeah.
We can just maybe just wander around, just see the kind of place that you've got, you know, see, maybe check out your record collection, your clothes, what you've got in the bathroom.
It'd be amazing.
Your futon.
It'd be like Louis Theroux, wouldn't it? We'd be Louis Theroux.
Come on, Carl, this is a dynamite idea.
Nah.
Why?
I don't want you coming around making a mess and that.
We won't make a mess.
We'll take our shoes off.
Well, when have I ever made a mess in the studio?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
do you know what I mean?
We're not gonna make a mess. We're not gonna have anything with us.
But what's in it for anyone?
Well, it's just a fascinating insight into you.
Yeah, but right, when I see that little Chinese kid across the road who's dancing about in his underpants,
yeah,
that's in the evening, right? Yeah. He's not gonna be doing that on a Saturday. So you'll be disappointed there.
Sure.
That old woman.
But you could at least show us the room in which he dances.
Yeah, when you say little Chinese kid, he's a 35-year-old man, isn't he?
Yeah, well.
You know.
But anyway, that's beside the point. You know, we'll find our own amusement.
No, I don't. And the woman downstairs has got a baby, and if we make loads of noise and that gets stressed out.
We're not going to make noise, are we? We're just going to have a conversation in your flat. Have a cup of tea.
Yeah, but if we're doing OB, we need to get like a car outside with a big aerial on it, and the parking's bad round our way.
What do you mean you have to do a? What do you mean?
To do a outside broadcast.
Can't they put in an ISDN line just for the day?
No, because it'll make a mess of the wall, and I won't get my deposit back.
So
we'll leave that. Thanks for the idea.
You know he's going around painting all the little holes to get his deposit back in the wall. He wants to get his deposit back. It's probably cost him about £400 redecorating.
Let's remind people, Carl, of the prizes for Rockbusters this week. It's dynamite stuff. We've got the David Attenborough DVD Nature Collection. We've got a number of CDs, the Best of David Bowie. We've got a Madness CD, not quite sure whether that's songs from the musical or their original tunes. Country Legends, two CDs there of great country music.
Brilliant.
And the Remix to XFM compilation. Plus, of course, the big movie prize this week.
Hellraiser!
If you haven't seen it already, then I assume you have never seen a film before. Because I don't know if there's anyone who hasn't seen Hellraiser. But obviously you have to be above 18 to join, play the competition.
Come on in.
So, how long would you want to be around for? Is this just for the...
Just for the show. Couple of hours.
2 hours. Just get the desk in there. A live OB.
We could check out the futon, we could sing its praises.
Check the fault in, right? Yeah. Oh, you might have sold that by
now. We could have someone come around and buy it live on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Think about it. Think about it.
It's great. How did
Graceland start? Because that was... That was his normal house, and then he took over. Yeah. Right, anyway, Rockbusters.
Yeah, go on.
I give a cryptic clue.
Yeah.
And a letter, and it makes up a band. Right?
He never said the word cryptic a few months ago. I love it. Do you know what I mean? I feel it's like our own little Eliza Doolittle.
Yes.
Right, even Richard will like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go then. First one. There's three of them.
Go on.
And you email in.
If this doesn't turn Dickie round, nothing will.
Right. This is an email only competition.
Email only. Right, here's the first one. Initial is B, so it's a band starting with B.
Okay.
And the cryptic clue is, I don't like them birds, they shouldn't be allowed in this area.
I don't like them birds, they shouldn't be allowed in this area. Next one.
Right, the next one. He doesn't like women, yet he's got a couple of kids, that's a bit weird.
Is that a cryptic clue, or is that just
is that just a general point? Is that
that's the cryptic clue?
Okay.
And the initials there are PD.
Okay.
And the last one.
I've got that one. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Okay, quickly.
Oh God.
And the last one is
oh God.
That bloke who does.
Come on.
on!
It's making me laugh. Come on, Carl. Be professional.
Right,
right, the last one. Right. I can't do it, it's making me laugh.
Oh, come on, I'll come and read them then.
No, 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 no,
come on, Carl.
Right, here we go.
They don't do this on Blockbusters on TV, do they?
No, come on.
That bloke who does sport on telly. He's got a little kid, right? Initials DC.
What? Right? Is that,
I'm
that
completely
the clue?
Confused by that.
Was that the clue?
Yeah, that bloke who does sport on telly.
Yeah.
He's got a little kid. Initials DC.
Okay, is that a band?
Or an artist?
It's, oh, well, I'm not
going to
tell you.
Cheese. This is a well-known sandwich. Is it, what is it? Is it a band or an artist?
So just quickly recap. That's
okay.
It's a
come on, Carl. Right. Come on.
Quick recap. The first one is B. I don't think them birds should be around in this area. Right, that's B, right? Second one, he doesn't like women, yet he's got a few kids. It's a bit weird. That's PD. And the final one, that bloke who does sport on the telly, he's got a little kid, right? DC.
All right, and it's ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk if you want to enter for a Hellraiser.
Oh, I tell you what, continue to do a little theme of like some old stuff people haven't heard of. If you're under 30, you've probably never heard of this band. It's also a new thing I want to introduce. It's Show Up Camfield. Camfield talks the talk. He doesn't walk the walk. He doesn't play some rock classics on his show because he's scared. I'm going to play the tracks that Camfield's too scared to play. Right. This is Kansas and Carry On Your Wayward Son. All right. Raw Nirvana.
Amazing.
We were just talking, we were getting excited about that.
Yeah, he's got an incredible
brilliant
voice, he has.
And Grohl, drumming, it's brilliant. You know you're right, the new one from Nirvana. Well, it's time for Educating Ricky part two, isn't it? I'm excited, Carl. I'm gonna learn so much from this. What's the choices again? What's
right, you've got left.
Still keep phoning your answers to
email.
Email, sorry, yeah.
The answers to Rockbusters.
Yeah. Right, okay, Educating Ricky, part two.
Right. I'm committed to this treatment.
Yeah.
Is one.
Oh, I've got to go for that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or the other one is the police are causing a bit of a stare.
He still says it like it's the best thing he's ever come up with, which
yeah,
in a way it is.
It could be. Right, go on in. I'm committed to this treatment.
Right. Do you know the saying?
Oh, is it just sayings now? Are they all sayings this
no,
week?
No, 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 no. They're not.
Okay.
No, the other one isn't. Frog in your throat?
The saying, there's a frog in your throat.
Yep.
I assume it's when you croak a little bit, you sound like a frog.
No, no. Right, that might seem a bit weird, this one, right? But years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, what is that clue, committed to this treatment?
It's about frogs committed.
Probably works better with a K and an yeah, ER written down.
Well, also, if you'd pronounced it committed.
Yeah.
But not committed.
Committed to this treatment!
Right, go on then.
That's
right,
genius. So yeah.
Well, what?
You go to the doctors and you go, my throat's hurting a bit.
Right.
And what they did ages ago.
Ages ago? What year was this approximately?
We are going back quite a bit with this
oh,
one.
Oh, okay. Go on.
And the doctor would say,
he got it to history. Imagine years ago. Go on.
And the doctor would say, right, keep your mouth open. I need to look at your tonsils. And the jaw would ache a bit. Because they weren't as quick back then, because they didn't have the technology and stuff, and they'd
sure
have to, like, stare at it and study it and stuff.
Mm.
And, like, they get an achy jaw, right?
Keeping their mouth open.
Yeah. Like, you get, you know,
yeah, you
eat a Mars
yeah
bar
yeah
or whatever,
yeah,
yeah, it's yeah, a bit, yeah. So, they'd sat there, and they used to always close the mouth, and it used to annoy the doctor,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
So what they did,
yeah,
they used to get a toad.
Right.
And put it in the mouth.
Rubbish.
Okay. Keep
rubbish.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
And that way they couldn't close the mouth because either they'd squash it.
Right.
Or apparently you're not allowed to lick a toad's back.
So the doctor would have them for breaking the law?
No, 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 no. But it's poisonous, right? A toad's back. You should never lick a toad's back.
Sorry.
Or put it in your mouth, really.
Oh, just stop
no,
for
no,
a second.
Wait. What?
Can I just ask one question?
Go on, yeah,
just
go
ask
on
one question.
I've got a few, but
no,
go on.
Sure. My initial thought is, it sounds like a brilliant bit of sort of medical knowledge there. It's a great
yeah
idea.
Yeah.
My only thought is, how does the doctor see past the toad?
Yeah,
at your tonsils.
What's he actually looking at with the mouth open? Surely the toad is
isn't
in
it
the way,
hopping around in the way.
It didn't say.
No. Sorry, and my first question is, was this on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Carl, that is bollocks. That is, I mean.
Well, all right then. Let's turn this round. Where does the saying "you got a frog in your throat" come from?
Probably because you sound a bit croaky. Probably that. Yeah. Probably because you sound a little bit like a frog when you've got a sore throat.
Carl, did you not question it just for a moment when you read it? Just for a second, didn't you think, that seems an odd approach? Firstly, why a frog, of all the different
because
species-
Because it's poisonous, a toad-
So a toad, so it's a toad as well?
Yeah, well, that- it worked, I'm committed, worked-
No,
I was gonna change it to, have you heard the news, Toad Day? But I went with the frog.
Right, so that's rubbish. Next, can I have,
let's play a tune, let's come up with the last one.
God.
Oh. Can I just say- No, just play it.
Yeah?
Yo, Carl.
I have to thank my, mate Dave who sent me an incredible 4-disc compilation. That was one of the tunes on there.
It looks professional, it's amazing.
It's incredible,
the
yeah. Oh, he's gone to too much effort. Ben Queller, it's a track called In Other Words from his album Sha Sha.
Open wide? Oh dear, that's interesting. Oh, here you go. You've actually got a frog in your throat. I didn't get there. I put it in there. That's the most ludicrous story I've ever heard, Carl. Why don't you think when you read these things?
I think there's always going to be a bit of truth in all of these. I mean, that fella called up, didn't he, and said, he said, I'm not sure about the, you know, putting a frog in your throat if you've got, you know, problems with your tonsils or whatever. But he said, years ago, if someone had toothache, they'd get hold of a frog and strap it to the face.
Yeah, sure.
So maybe down the line, you know, maybe they did. Yeah. Maybe they didn't
I think Caligula made what is emperor a horse an emperor as well. But I mean, you know, it doesn't go on.
Dick Anderson's been back in touch.
Excellent.
I think so. He's obviously
turned him round.
Well,
he loves it now.
He's been tuning in.
He loves it now.
He says, "Ricky, thanks for a really forgettable 2 hours of radio. I think I'll spend the time next week counting my feet." That's from Richard Anderson. So, we've turned him round.
Do you know where the phrase counting my feet comes from? Well, in the olden days, right, and I'm talking ages ago, when you really loved something, you used to, as a sign of respect, like, say, a radio show, you'd count your feet.
Mm.
And that's where that comes from, Carl.
Well, what about the frog thing with a poisonous back?
It's rubbish.
That's true. No, the toads have, the secretions in there.
Why?
They didn't put it in people's mouths.
No, so, well, I'll tell you why. When a badger or a heron tastes the toad, it's horrible. Blech. The toad might die, but it's for the good of the species, because then think how many toads, like looking like that, a heron could eat in its lifetime. So the fact that one toad sacrificed itself, all those other toads in that heron's manner will be safe.
But why? I mean, you know, we've talked about animals a lot on the show, right?
Yeah.
And when God made a toad-
Sure, right, right. Okay. Well, so I'm gonna stop you there, straight away.
Don't. Just let him carry on.
Right.
Okay.
Like, there's annoying things out there, you know, jellyfish is a big problem with me. I don't understand why- what they do in the sea and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right, but we'll leave them.
God's
right?
a problem for me, but go on.
We won't talk about jellyfish.
No.
With the toad, right, if it's to protect itself-
Yeah.
Right, now
say- No, to protect itself, it's to protect its species.
Yeah, but that- surely, right, if the toad had a choice, if God said, right, what I'm gonna do for you here, you can have something like a lobster's got claws, big claws to have a fight, or I can give you something that if someone's having a go at you, you've got to try and persuade them to lick your back as a defence.
Yeah.
What use is, right-
Oh,
right.
God's a-
Well, I'll tell you why.
What is God
The
up
fact
to?
That there are still toads around is a testament to that defence working. That's all I'm gonna say, okay? If the toad had died out, you'd have a point. But they're still around. It works, alright?
And don't start slagging God off. He's got a lot on his plate. I think he took on too much.
Particularly in 1 week.
Exactly, it was crazy.
Danger High Voltage, Electric Six, XFM 104.9, I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant. Carl's getting all flustered because I put an elastic band around his head. And we've had a definition of-
Well, hang on a sec, because there's an update to that, Rick.
Go on.
We did just have, one, definition here of, a frog in the throat. Apparently this has come from some, internet site, so who knows, how convincing it is, but it says, frog in the throat, meaning suffering from temporary hoarseness, needing to clear the throat. Origin, from the old English frogger, meaning hoarseness. That's from Chris. Now that sounds slightly suspect to me.
Why?
But, frogger? I mean, it seems odd that it would derive from that when it so clearly appears to be, you sound like a frog when you have a sore throat.
Yeah, but the word frog, could come from Frogger, because it sounds like it's
Wasn't Frogger a game you could play on the, on the Spectrum? But listen, hang on, there's an update to that, because, just to
Common Frog, of course, Rana Temporara, that's the Latin name.
Well,
your toad is Buffo Buffo.
You may be trying to show off, but I think you're about to embarrass yourself as well, because you've been slagging off young Carl.
Yeah.
It says here, another email, it doesn't tell us who it's from. Although it's hard to believe now, at one time, medieval physicians believed that the secretions of a frog could cure a cough if they were coated on the throat of the patient.
Yep.
That in itself sounds repulsive, but what makes the idea even worse is the application of the secretions. Instead of painting the treatment on, something which may also have seemed rational, a live frog was placed into the mouth of the sufferer, where it remained until the physician decided that the treatment was complete.
Right.
Apparently Shakespeare's son-in-law, that's a question mark, I don't know what that means. Anyway, it's no wonder that today a froggy or croaky attempt at speech is said to be a frog in your throat. So, you can see that what's happened there is Carl's misread or been slightly misinformed about a medieval practice. In a sense, you're both winners, just for taking part. What's your final one, Carl?
Right, the final story is, the police are causing a bit of a stare.
I can't wait.
It's about this fella. I think it's in England somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't know when it happened, but,
literally ages ago, or?
Well, it's when, I think it's when they were trying to crack down on, like, drunken people walking about in the street.
Oh, yeah.
And they found this
Saturday.
Fella.
Saturday, that one.
And, found this fella, and, all the local people were saying, oh, look at him wandering around, he's drunk and what have you. That's not right, get the police in. He got arrested and that, and they got him in the court. And, the judge was there, and he says, so, you know, what's all this? What's going on? What are you doing wandering about when you've had a drink? You know the rules.
Mm.
You shouldn't be doing that. You had a glazed expression on your face. Blah, blah, blah. What do you have to say for yourself? He only had a glass eye.
So he had two glass eyes?
No, he had one. But that was, they were about to sort of lock him up.
Was he a bit pissed up as well?
Well, he was pretty livid.
But was he also drunk with a glass eye?
No, no, that's the weird thing. He wasn't even, he hadn't even had a drink.
So they just thought, because he had a weird stare.
Because his eyes were all glazed.
Yeah. Where'd you get this from? Why are you telling me this? Why are you telling me this? I mean, thank you, because it's, you know, killed a couple of minutes, but why is this educating me? What are you telling me
here? Because there's a bit of a thing there, a bit of a fable, that don't always judge a book by its cover. Yeah? So, the guy, he hadn't even had a drink. He'd probably just been shopping.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, and everyone's, like, getting involved. Like, what's he doing?
I don't understand. He's walking down the street, happens to have a glass eye. He was doing nothing else to suggest he was drunk. You don't pick people up just because their eye looks like that.
But even if it happened, why are you telling me? With no particular detail. Oh. I know this, but then we're gonna get
It's not enough information.
I know, yeah.
No, there's a bit of a lesson there, educating Ricky. Just, you know, just watch what you say. Don't always jump to conclusions.
The only education I can take from that is that, if I ever do become a policeman, I shouldn't just arrest people because they look a bit drunk. I should just tap their eye with a pen and go, On you go. Yeah.
Guys, can I just look at that? I'm just going to email Richard Anderson and tell him I agree.
Right, listen, we're running out of time and that.
Where did the phrase frog in the throat come from?
We've got it here, it's been told.
Well,
three. Should we play a tune and come back with that? Have we got anything lined up?
Yeah, we've got the song with a story in it.
Come on, Carl, let's do something. Quick, play a record.
Song with a story in it.
But never mind that, they're listening. We discussed this off air, come on. Play a record.
Right, it's Kinks. It's a song with a good story in it. You gotta listen to the words.
Carl, what was that? That was your little song with a story.
That's another little feature that we do every Saturday.
So make sure you tune in.
it's a song that's got a good story in it. There's a lot of music about these
guys. What's that story about then?
You don't know what they're going on about. Whereas that classic from the Kinks called Lola.
Yeah, what's it about?
I'd listened to it for the first time properly this morning.
Yeah.
And what I've worked out from it is a fella who goes out for a normal Saturday night out. He's in Soho.
Yeah.
He's having a Coca-Cola or whatever. And he sees this woman, and he thinks, yeah, she's alright.
Yeah.
Won't mind a bit of that. So he wanders over, and he sort of gets talking to her. He looks at her, and she's got a great figure, nice face and all that.
Lovely knob.
And she speaks, and he goes, oh God, got a bit of a bloke's
frog
voice.
Throat,
not a bit of a voice like a bloke. But he thought, but you know, that's her only down point.
Sure.
So he dances around with her, and I think he sits on his knee, I think he said.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out it's a fella.
Yeah.
Right. So, a sobering lesson.
Yeah.
What do you take from that?
Look, always sort of, if you think you might be talking to,
bloke in drag.
Just look at it. He's sort of Adam's apple.
Right.
Okay. I'll probably have a hairier arse than a woman.
Yeah, I think you've gone too far away then, though. I think you're already getting too close.
It's a bit late to pull out.
No, pun intended, definitely.
There was a pun intended.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Alright, okay, well don't be disgusting then. Right, okay, right, the results of,
We ain't got a winner for the first time.
Yes, we have, we've got loads of winners.
No, we haven't. We've done this feature for 3 weeks. This is the first time I've managed to sort of...
Well, let's go through them then.
What have they got wrong?
The first one.
Let's do them in reverse order for a second. Okay. So what's the last one?
The last one, the clue was that bloke does sport on the telly and he's got a little kid.
What's that?
That's Destiny's Child. Bez, who does ITV Sport,
has
got
terrible,
a tiny
man.
Child, right? No, that's fine, yeah, they got
okay,
that.
Destiny's Child. What's the middle one?
The middle one.
Child.
Right?
The second one was, he doesn't like women, yeah, he's got a couple of kids, that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Right? That was PD, that was Puff Daddy.
That is offensive. Go on.
But that, it's not Puff Daddy, it's Puff Daddy. And he's not even called that anymore, he's called P. Diddy.
Well.
Okay, fair enough.
But they got that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I'm being tight, these lot are as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Tight means something in Manchester. Go on.
Right. And the first one that they're having problems with, I don't think them birds should be allowed in this
area.
They've
got it. Boyzone.
It's not Boyzone.
What's the clue again?
I don't think them birds should be allowed in this area.
That is perfect. A Boyzone. No birds.
No women.
No women, yeah, birds, right? A Boyzone. Sorry, Carl. If that isn't the answer, their clue is better than yours. That is brilliant. What was yours? Boyzone, it works perfectly.
What's your answer then?
Bangles.
What? I have no idea what that means.
Like seagulls. So you don't want them in this area, so you're banning them. Bangles.
Oh! Well, give it to Boyzone, because Boyzone's better. Don't use birds in loud area, it's a Boyzone.
I think we should have a rollover. Carl beat them. Carl beat them. You have to use his logic, surely.
But theirs works. You can't do what am I thinking. No, that's not what I'm thinking. It perfectly. It works perfectly. I think you've got to give it to the ones that got the Boyzone.
Well, how about, right, because they didn't actually get into my head.
Heaven forbid.
How about we just keep back the David Attenborough, and they can have, I'll chuck in the Hellraiser. Right.
Okay.
Most of you.
And Blondie album and the Madness
yeah,
one.
Yeah. Okay. Pick a winner at random.
Pick a winner, Steve.
I'm going to give it to Paul Sloman, who got those answers, and he also says, "P.S. Carl, you're a moron." So
brilliant.
Giving that to Paul, and good luck to him.
Right, well,
he's got a crazy night tonight. If we can rush these over to him, he's got a cracking Saturday night.
Well, if I'm a moron, I might get your address wrong when I send them to you.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah,
coming right back at you, Paul.
Yes.
Right.
Do you want to play your song?
Is this your Carl's annoyed because they didn't get band goals.
A song from for the ladies. I think we seem to have missed this a lot of weeks, but I've been wanting to play this.
It's not
for
like
ages.
Us to forget things.
This is a band at Frente who kind of came and went, and no one was particularly interested. But they did do this lovely acoustic version of the New Order tune, "Bizarre Love Triangle," and this just shows you how incredible the melodies and the words and everything are.
Brilliant. I'm
New Order. Just play this.
Good night.
Song
bye.
Is this the end of the week?
Do you reckon Richard Anderson will be back next week?
Yeah, Richard Anderson will not miss this show.
Excellent.